Hey, welcome back. Here we are due to some technical difficulties. We're Grand Forks Best Source, and now it is time for your morning update for this Wednesday, August 10th, brought to you by the Circle of Friends Animal Shelter. You know, if you're thinking about a new pet to complete your family, please contact the Circle of Friends Animal Shelter in Grand Forks. Your new adopted family member will be spayed or neutered, chipped, and up to date with shots. It'll be ready to come to its new forever home. Circle of Friends could also use dog and cat food, cat litter, towels, washcloths, small fleece blankets, and more. Now, if you'd like to help pets in need, please contact them at cofpets.com. Circle of Friends is also hiring. Tell you what, make your family complete by adopting. Circle of Friends Animal Shelter in Grand Forks, call 701-775-3732. Well, our weather today, partly cloudy skies, highs right around 81 degrees. Grand Forks City Council considering making changes in the way it allows public comments during meetings in the light of the proposed Fufang project. Assistant City Attorney Joe Quinn briefed the council on First Amendment rights during Monday's Committee of the Whole meeting. Quinn also outlined steps the council could take if disruptions occur. Now, Council President Dana Sandy says he doesn't want to eliminate the public comments, but he requested the review. Now, Council Member Brett Weber says he hopes potential restrictions don't erode public confidence in the council. Possible changes include a 5-minute time limit per speaker, moving the comments to the beginning of the meeting, going into recess if there are disruptions, and turning off comments that are made on the city's Facebook page during live meetings. Council could act on the recommendations next week. Grand Forks School Superintendent Terry Bretter says there was a rise in teacher departures this year due to a variety of reasons. He says, I will not hide from the fact that teachers are saying this is getting to be more difficult a profession to be in. According to Bretter, they did have fewer teacher retirements due in part to the school board's elimination of early out incentives. The 7 teachers who did retire compares to 25 or more in recent years. I think we'll have just north of 100 for a new teacher workshop next week. That's the biggest in my 10 years in central office. Out of 800 people, that is a big percentage. Democratic Governor Tim Walz and Republican challenger Scott Jensen scored easy victories yesterday in their primaries to set the stage for their fall matchup in Minnesota's top race this fall. While business lawyer Jim Schultz won the GOP primary to take on Democratic Attorney General Keith Ellison, Walz is seeking in his second term under the same One Minnesota slogan he used 4 years ago, but in an ever more polarized environment where Jensen and the GOP are seeking to turn his management of the COVID-19 pandemic against him. Both men easily overcame little-known or perennial candidates to formalize a race that's already been underway for months. Let's talk about Moe's Diner right here in the Grand Cities Mall. What a great sit-down, takeout diner. They've got awesome breakfast and lunch daily and weekends. They have gluten-free choices, a 15% discount for military servers, and you can also check out the new menu that's coming up very soon. And be listening. Starting again next week, hopefully we'll have your Moe's Daily Dish on for you, and they should be opening back up at 7 again soon. Right now, they're open Tuesday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. and weekends 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. You'll find them Suite 31 in the Grand Cities Mall here. It's Moe's Cafe. And the Mayor's Back to Badge Ride is back for his second year, August 24th from 4:30 to 9. Mayor Brandon Bochensky's excited to invite UTV, ATV, motorcyclists, and even golf cart enthusiasts together to enjoy a family-friendly recreation within Grand Forks city limits while supporting the Grand Forks Police, Grand Forks Sheriffs, and University Police Departments. As part of the festivities this year, Zero Gravity Outreach, a motorbike and quad aerial display will be there. It's your chance to show off your support for these brave men and women who dedicate themselves each day to protecting our community. It's the Mayor's Back to Badge Ride, August 24th. If you want to register, go to mayorsbackthebadgeride.com. Well, more North Dakota parents are turning to homeschooling throughout the pandemic. Some families opted to keep their children home, which has continued this year. Now, Joe Koloski with the North Dakota Department of Public Instruction says they've been getting an influx of phone calls on homeschooling compared to other years. Now, this year has the highest rates of students enrolled in home education North Dakota has ever seen. I say there's a mix. I think one of the big reasons is they started to home educate, and they actually really liked it, and they learned how to do it, and so they kept their students home and kept other children home that were younger siblings or older siblings, Koloski said. And finally, Grand Forks Road crews closing North 4th Street from University Avenue to 2nd Avenue North today. The section will be closed to through traffic to accommodate utility hookups in the construction area. The sidewalk in front of City Hall will remain open. Closure will be in place until tomorrow. And, of course, that is weather permitting. Finally, in sports, Max Muncy continued to rebound from a slow start to the season with a home run, and Julio Urias pitched 7 strong innings as the LA Dodgers extended their winning streak to a season-best 9 games with a 10-3 victory last night over the Minnesota Twins. Twins and the Dodgers play again tonight at 9:10. And don't forget, Forks Karting Association racing tonight at 7 o'clock. Check it out for a great night of fun. Well, there you go. That's your morning update with special thanks to Valvoline Instant Oil Change. You know, life doesn't ever seem to slow down. Everything needs to be done right now. Well, when it comes time for an oil change, stop into Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Most are done in about 15 minutes. They also do tranny and coolant flushes, tire rotations, and batteries. And included in your oil change, they'll top off your fluids, check your tires, battery, lights, wipers, a cabin air filter. You get discounts for fleets and the military, and they can text and email invoices and coupons. Make sure you mention Grand Forks Best Source. They'll give you $10 off your oil change. They're open Monday through Saturday. No appointment needed. Pickup and deliveries available in Grand Forks, too. Yeah, Valvoline Instant Oil Change. For a complete oil change and more, 3325 South 38th Street, or you can call them 701-780-8462. Make sure you tell them Grand Forks Best Source sent you. Hey, your Berkshire Hathaway podcast is coming up at 10, then at 11. We talk with Nicole Kringsted about a fundraiser coming up at the Grand Forks Optimist Club. Hey, everybody, remember to like, share, tag, and follow us. Hit that notification bell on your smartphone and become a patron on Podbean. Could qualify for some pretty cool giveaways. Hey, Grand Forks, what an awesome place, huh? Grand Forks Best Source is giving it an identity again.